Hi, and welcome to Wendalicious at Goal. I'm your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendalicious. In 2018, I lost 48 and a half pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program, now known as WW. On each episode here, I will share my personal successes and struggles and provide support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not that journey is with WW. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by WW. So let's go. Hello, my friends, my QFAers. We are back at it again here. Welcome to a Tuesday evening edition of Wendalicious at Goal. This is episode number 32, if you are keeping score. So glad to have you here. Oh, I hope your week was good. Mine was pretty good. I mean, there was lots of good things that happened. There were lots of meh things that happened as well. So here's the rundown. First off, I have really been enjoying my TRX Blast class at the gym, which is on Monday nights. I really do feel blasted at the end of every class. I've taken three of them so far. And yeah, they are a super workout. And you really do feel it the next day. I can feel the progress, though. I can feel myself getting better. My muscles are getting a little bit more accustomed to being worked again. So it's really nice. You know, it's a good hurt, I guess, the next day. My thighs kind of hurt today because we did a lot of that last night. It's a good feeling, though. I know I was working, I know I was accomplishing something, and I know that it's really helping. I am hoping and praying, though, that this class is going to TRX blast off the fat that has been accumulating on my thighs and my ass over the last few months. You know, honestly, it has been painful mentally, to learn that some of the pants that fit me perfectly last summer are really getting harder to zip these days. I mean, they zip, but barely. And there's actually one of my favorite skirts that I bought the beginning of last year that fit me like a glove is now not fitting me like a glove. I mean, it's fitting me like maybe like OJ's glove, like not quite, you know, and try to tug at it, but it's not really, doesn't really fit. So, you know, I know when I said it on the show too, I vowed that I would never gain the weight back. I said I never wanted to be back where I was. Now, I am not back where I was. I definitely have gained back a few, but I know that I need to stop the train today, yesterday, actually. Even if I want to get back into those pants by spring or whenever. I got a QFA and just get active again, which I am doing. And it's going to get ramped up even further in a couple of weeks when my run club gets going. It starts the beginning of February. So it's just a couple of weeks away. It's 14 weeks, twice a week, getting ready for that half marathon in May. It is so awesome to have a goal in front of me. That marathon, half marathon is on the horizon. I can see it. I can smell it. I can taste it when I am going to run across that finish line after finishing running. Oh, geez, how many miles is it? 13 miles. After I finish my running 13 miles and I cross that finish line and somebody is standing there to put that medal around my neck, I cannot wait. The feeling is so awesome. So I'm really getting excited about my running club. I'm nervous about it for sure because you never know. I feel like I'm going to be like the slowest person in the whole group, which may or may not be true. But I'm a little nervous about that. I want to make sure I can keep up with everybody. But I'm really excited about it. So that's happening soon. On Sunday, here's a little bit of the meh news. My WW workshop was canceled this past Sunday morning because we got a ton of snow here in Ohio over the weekend. I was disappointed about not having the meeting, but then again, I was happy to be home with a warm fireplace, a snuggly dog, and my Netflix subscription. It turned out to be a great weekend, even if it did involve shoveling snow multiple times a day so my dog could comfortably poop outside. What a spoiled brat. I wish she'd learned to use the toilet already. Man, we got a lot of snow too. We got over a foot of snow. They were projecting 6 to 10, and I know we probably got 14 or 15 inches, so we got walloped. And it's been super cold, so it's hard to want to get outside and really do anything, but I'm managing. What else? So tracking, I have been really good tracking since I think Thursday of last week, tracking everything, snacks, wine, everything. I've gotten blue dot. I've gotten that blue dot every single day since last Thursday. So it's working. I mean, I don't know if it's working. I haven't weighed in yet, but I'm feeling good about it. I'm using the app. I'm in there all the time. Just being honest with myself about everything that I'm eating. Hey, I had a waffle tonight for dinner. I had a half a waffle tonight for dinner. And I know how many points it is, and I tracked it. And I had a tablespoon of syrup, and I know how many points it is, and I tracked it. So I went over my 23 points for the day, but I certainly had enough weeklies to cover it. So you just got to do that. Tracking, it's the key. And remember when I told you last time, I think it was last episode, about the maintain your weight challenge that they have at my office every year? Well, I had done it, started with the weigh-in back in November, and I forget how many weeks it was, but the final weigh-in was last Monday, and guess what? I weighed in, and I lost a pound and a half. You could have knocked me over with a feather. I couldn't believe it. Well, that's according to the scale that they have at work, but I'll take it. So I won $13. I had put $5 in the pot at the beginning, and anyone who maintained their weight or lost weight over the weeks of the challenge got to split the pot. So I got $13. I more than doubled my money. So not bad. I'm pretty proud of myself. You know, I thought the holidays were a complete and utter disaster with the sugar fest that happened at my house and my mouth. But I guess it wasn't as bad as I thought. Either that. The other thing is maybe it means I gained all the weight before Thanksgiving, which is stupid. But anyway, I'm not going to dwell on it. Like I said before, 2019 is here. 2018 is in the past. Can't change it. I'm moving forward. And how was your week? I hope you had a good week. And I hope you'll share what went well for you this week over on the Facebook group. So what else was going on? Well, as I was reading a magazine recently, I believe it was Oprah. Not this month, so I think it was last month, or maybe it was November. I don't know how often Oprah comes out. But anyway, the article was about gratitude. And that got me thinking, as Oprah's magazine is supposed to do, got me thinking. So about gratitude, am I grateful for what I have? Am I grateful enough for what I have? Do I appreciate the things that I have? Or am I constantly in search of something else? Something new, something different, the latest shiny object? The answer is probably, maybe, I don't know, but I know I should be grateful. But for what? Do I even know what I have? Or has that knowledge been lost in my constant search for the latest and greatest? And I was also giving some thought to how being grateful can help along the weight loss journey. Specifically in reminding yourself about what you have, what you've accomplished, and how strong you really and truly are. Well, have you heard the expression, gratitude is an attitude? I'm sure you have. I heard that expression for the first time many, many years ago, and it has really stuck with me because it makes a lot of sense. Gratitude is simply the mindset of being appreciative for people, for things, for whatever. Why is it so good? Well, first, according to psychologists, so this is science, just thinking about everything that you have to appreciate can boost your happiness and your overall sense of well-being. Feeling gratitude and actually expressing it can boost your happiness like right away. I really, really, really do try to make a point to thank people when they've helped me or when they've done something nice for me. I have really, really been trying to say thank you to my husband, especially because you know as well as I do that it's very easy to take your spouse or partner for granted because they're there every day without fail and usually standing directly in front of the cabinet you're trying to get into. And all that familiarity just breeds resentment. So even if it's something seemingly stupid, like him turning on the outside light for me if I'm coming home after dark, or vacuuming the living room, I try very hard to thank him every time for doing it because it really is a kindness that I appreciate. And here's the added bonus, the more grateful I am, the more often he does it because he knows it's important to me and he knows that I value what he's doing. So that's just a sneaky little helpful trick for you ladies out there. Tell that man thank you for stuff. It works. It also helps to say thank you, even if the job wasn't done completely up to your exacting standards. You may have to rearrange all the dishes in the dishwasher, yes, but at least they made it in there, am I right? So say thank you. It's super important. And I also believe that it gets easier to say thank you every time you say thank you. For me, for whatever reason, it was difficult to say thank you. It's been difficult for me to say thank you my whole life. Maybe it made me feel vulnerable or not completely in control to have somebody do something nice for me. Who knows? It was really just hard for me to say thank you. But like anything, it gets easier every time you do say thank you. And every time you actually mean it more. Because you think about what you're grateful for every time you say thank you. That awareness of gratitude really brings it home. You appreciate what you have and you appreciate what you've gotten from the other person. Here is a famous quote often attributed to Maya Angelou. Who knows if it's really from her or not? Here's the quote. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Now, you know that's true. Here's an example. I had this professor in college. He was my physics professor, and he happened to be a Catholic priest. I don't remember anything really that happened in that class, day-to-day stuff, I don't remember. But I do remember that that man, that priest, was a miserable human being that made every single person in that class feel stupid and unworthy of being there. I will never forget how he made me feel, and it was awful. On the flip side, my very first boss at my very first grown-up adult full-time job was an amazing person. He always made me feel smart and valuable, and he actually asked my opinion on many, many things. He invested time and money into mentoring me and teaching me how to be a better scientist. He made me feel special and smart, and he even recommended me for a different job at another company in another state. He was my reference. He wanted me to get that job. I will never forget the kindness that he paid to me for the 5 years that I worked at that place. I can't remember a whole lot else about Frank, about, you know, the things that happened every day. But Frank, if you are listening, I doubt you are, but if you are listening, thank you. You made a difference to me. So really show that gratitude and try to make people feel good. Not only is being grateful a boost for the mood of the person you're thanking, there is a ton of evidence out there that shows that giving thanks can also have a lasting effect on your own mood. One study from the University of Pennsylvania, more science for you, found that people who wrote and delivered a heartfelt thank you letter actually felt happier for, ready for this, a full month afterwards. And the same study discovered that writing down three positive events each day for 1 week kept happiness levels high for up to 6 months. Seemingly simple things can really boost your happiness. And I think it would make sense that staying happy keeps you on track with everything. You are feeling more positive about things in general, which would likely keep you making good choices all around. Hey, you're not going to stress eat if you're feeling good. Positivity breeds positivity. The more good choices you make, the more you're going to be proud of yourself and how good you feel, and you're going to keep it going. You're going to keep making those good choices, and it's just going to be this great cycle of happiness and success. Adopting that attitude of gratitude means making it a habit to express thankfulness and appreciation in all parts of your life on a regular basis for both the big and small things alike. Here's another quote. Have no idea who this came from. If you concentrate on what you have, you'll always have more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have enough. Man, that is the truth. I don't know about you, but all I need to do is look at my Amazon order history to see that. I need that electric kettle and that extra large black velvet blanket. And it never seems to be enough if you concentrate on all the things that you don't have. If all you do is concentrate on that Reese's peanut butter cup blizzard from DQ that you don't have or you shouldn't have because they are literally 48 smart points for a large. If you keep thinking about that blizzard, the more you're going to want that damn thing and the more badly you're going to feel about your whole program. That's the whole thing about deprivation. The more you deny yourself little treats, the more you're going to want them until you get to the point where you eat an entire cheesecake because that'll show them. You know that feeling. You know that, I just don't care. I just don't care anymore. I don't care. 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 I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Man, that happened to me so much over the holidays. But, you know, overindulgence, it starts the cycle. You eat because you're feeling bad, and then you're feeling bad, so you might as well eat, and then you feel bad because you ate, and then you're going to eat more because you feel bad. It just, the cycle never ends. You got to put a stop to it. Oh, that blizzard. It has been haunting me. I saw an ad on Facebook for that DQ Reese's peanut butter cup or whatever the hell it was, blizzard, and it's got chopped up Reese's peanut butter cups and Reese's pieces and the ice cream and some peanut butter swirled in and probably some chocolate, and it looks so amazingly good. And then I jumped on Connect on the WW app, and I said, so what do y'all think about the DQ Reese's peanut butter cup blizzard? And somebody said, don't do it, just don't do it, it's 48 points for a large. So some things, you know, you got to stay away from. So blizzards, donuts, you know, I got to stay away from that. But, back to the deprivation thing. If you're enjoying your journey and you enjoy little treats along the way, but not as a reward, like work a treat into your points for the week. If you really want to have one, if you need a little sweet treat, make sure you can work it into your points. If you work those little treats in along the way, the more satisfied you will be, and the more satisfied you'll be with the program, and the more likely you will be to stay on it. It's just keeping yourself happy. So be thankful, we're back to thankful, be thankful for the good and nourishing food that you are eating every day, including the little treats, and truly enjoy every single thing as you eat it. Experience it, the smell, the taste, the mouthfeel. Eat slowly. And be grateful for the food that you have in front of you. Mindful eating means that you will eat less too, but that's another show. All right, so people who experience the most gratitude and therefore the most positive effects of the gratitude tend to feel a sense of abundance in their lives. That goes back to that quote, if you concentrate on what you have, you'll always have more, so you feel like your life is just full if you practice that gratitude every day. People appreciate the contributions of others to their well-being. That's thanking those other people and really acknowledging people along the way who have done something nice to help you or just to show you some kindness. People, they recognize and enjoy life's small pleasures, just those little things. I can't really think of anything like that. Well, you know, like a warm blanket or, you know, your favorite movie showing up on Netflix that you want to watch over the weekend or... A nice cup of tea at night. I think I'm going to go have one of those after I'm done recording the show. But, you know, just those little small pleasures, just recognize them for what they are and really just enjoy them and enjoy the fact that you have the time to enjoy them. And people acknowledge the importance of experiencing and expressing gratitude. So if you acknowledge that, and you know how important it is to show your gratitude, you're going to feel better every single day. And I want to be able to do those things. I mean, there's definitely ways to go about that. I mean, experts suggest keeping a gratitude journal to keep yourself mindful of the good things in your life. Take time every day or at night before you go to bed, write down the things that you're grateful for, that you're proud of, that you're excited about. Acknowledge yourself for what you have done and accomplished in the last day or week or month or year. I firmly believe in all that. It is really great to take stock of what you have and how much you have accomplished. Ooh, so what kind of stuff am I going to put in my gratitude journal? Well, you know my journal. I've showed it to you if you've seen me on the Facebook Live. It's my little orange and yellow journal. It has a giant QFA written on the front in large black letters. Well, I have got more than a few things that I am grateful for. My dog, my husband, most days, that dishwasher, my family, my parents, my siblings, my nieces, my nephews. I'm grateful for my education. I'm grateful for my nice home. I'm grateful for my nice new car because it got me through the snow and the crap and the slush this weekend and going to work this week. I'm grateful for the ability to work. I'm grateful for the ability to run and to exercise and to be mobile. And I am grateful for my willingness and desire to try new things. That sounds like a weird thing to be grateful for, but I really was thinking about that. And it really is something that I'm proud of. You know, some people are afraid to try new things. Not me. I'm into it. I'm ready to go. I don't know. What else? Well, it's nice to be grateful for other people or for things that you have in your life, but how about being grateful for yourself and how awesome you are? Instead of constantly beating yourself up for what you don't like about yourself, flip it. Think about one or two things about yourself that you do like. Maybe you really like your new haircut or you like the color of your eyes. I know you have one or two things about yourself that you really do like. Some of this stuff, there's a few things that I actually do like about myself. I like my red hair. It makes me different, stand out in the crowd. I like my brain. Hey, it got me that audition for Jeopardy last year. I am still waiting to hear back to see if I get in the show. I'm on the list till the end of the year so they can call me to come to California anytime. I promise you will be the first to know if I get that call. I like my wrists. That's dumb, I know, but they are nice and trim. I also love that I have very few wrinkles on my face. They help me. The fact that they aren't there helps me look much younger than I actually am. So on days when I am not feeling too great about myself and those pants aren't zipping up, I need to remind myself, hey girl, you got skinny wrists and you look like you're in your early 30s, even though your 47th birthday is rapidly approaching. I don't want to talk about it. But by feeling appreciation and by practicing appreciation, you will start feeling good about yourself and you will learn to love yourself, both body and mind. I mean, don't we all want to strive for that? Don't we all want that? Don't we all want to love ourselves for who we are? I know I do. A positive attitude helps you be in a better frame of mind to then set and reach achievable and exciting goals. And you know you'll be able to achieve them if you keep that positive attitude going and appreciate yourself every day for how you are getting closer to those goals. And that's going to keep you going. I said it before, positivity breeds positivity. Just keep that positive wheel spinning. I mean, reap the results. I mean, I remember I was on such a tear last year, last summer, and then into the fall, and then right up until I reached goal, it was the summer before last and the fall, because it was in end of 2017 when I reached goal. Anyway, I remembered I was on a tear. I was like, every day was better than the last, and it just, every day was fantastic, and it just kept the positivity rolling until I just plowed through my goals. And I want to do it again, and I will do it again. Oh, so that'll keep you going. Just keep the positivity rolling. Keep the gratitude coming. Keep reminding yourself of all the good things that you have in your life and all the good things about yourself and how awesome you are. And I want to add, instead of comparing yourself to others, because you know we all do it and it's not good, give yourself credit for who you are right now and for all the things you've been doing right. All the big things, all the small things. When you feel grateful for those things about yourself, even if you are not perfect, and who is, you will start to be happier and things will just look so much more positive. Fake it till you make it, as they say, and you will make it. You will have focus and you are determined and you will meet your goals. Whew, but if that gratitude process is hard to get going, maybe start by asking yourself, What could I be grateful for? And see if the ideas start to flow. You could start small and simple. Maybe write down two or three things for today that you are grateful for. I will start. I was grateful because today I had absolutely no meetings on my calendar. I got so much accomplished today at work. I really did. It was awesome. Another dumb thing that I am grateful for is my office building has a cafeteria where I was able to buy a large salad for $3.50 because I forgot to pack my lunch last night. Duh. So I was grateful for that being there. I'm also grateful for being able to go to the bank to take out the cash that I needed to buy that salad at work because it's a cash-only cafeteria. So I was grateful for that. So those are my just, you know, seemingly small three things today that I'm grateful for. What are yours? I mean, they don't have to be big. They can be anything. I'm happy about a damn salad bar, for crying out loud. So whatever the little things are, just remind yourself that you do have lots of awesome and great things happening. And, you know, it's good and it'll just keep you going. But what else can get you in that gratitude state of mind? There's just a few other suggestions. Wake up every day and remind yourself what you're grateful for. Most days when I wake up, I'm grateful for coffee. Really, that is it. Some nights I go to bed so excited because I know there's going to be coffee ready when I wake up. Perhaps that's sad, but it's the truth. Tell whoever you are with at the end of the day the three things that you're most grateful for, even if they only pretend to listen, like my husband does. I'm sorry. I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful. I gotta remind myself. I'm grateful. Grateful for Bob. Acknowledge other people and thank them for inspiring, helping, or supporting you. Sometimes people wait their entire lives to be acknowledged. So do something nice for someone else and tell them thank you. You probably just made their day. And then track your progress with daily gratitude. Thank the universe or God or whatever you want. Thank on a daily basis for granting you focus and determination. And to go along with being grateful for yourself, I want you to be patient and gentle with yourself. Trust yourself to make the right choices for your life. And don't count on others to make you happy. Be independent. Walk through life being grateful no matter what shows up for you. You are in control. And you have the power to make your day good or bad. Happiness is a choice. Choose to be happy. What you think is what will manifest. Think it, feel it, and do it. Make good choices. Choose happy. And be grateful because you are awesome. Well, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me here. I want to remind you, if you did like the show, I'd appreciate it if you could leave me a rating and a review over on Apple Podcasts. I've gotten 5 5-star ratings so far, so that's pretty good. So head on over there. Doesn't take much time, but it really does help maybe push me up in the rankings a little bit so more people can hear about the show. I'd really appreciate that. And you can hear my show pretty much anywhere that you can find podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and probably some other places too, but whatever podcatcher you have, just search for When Delicious at Goal and you will find me there. And do not forget to drop me a line and tell me how you're doing. Send me an email and tell me what you are grateful for this week. I want to hear it and I want to share it on the show next time. My email address is wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. Have a great week and meet me back here next time. And don't forget, if you're not going to go all the way, why go at all? QFA, everyone. Let's do this.